who quotes that in his lesson plan. Yeah, because the way that's actual legal sound advice.
But the way the police get the dog at the end is exactly what will happen to you if you use that constitutionally accurate advice. Yes. And you'll be screwed.
Now, what is this?
99 problems when he gets pulled over.
He gets pulled over, 99 problems.
And he says, my trunk's locked and so is the glove box, so you're going to need a warrant.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, well, aren't you smart? And he's like, well, I know my rights, you know. Yes. And he's like, well, we'll see how smart you are when the canine comes. And
it's funny that you say that.
Go ahead, Larry.
Because I was pulled over by Sumner County.
Oh, that's the worst.
Working graveyard.
Was it a sheriff? Or yes. Hendersonville cop.
All right. Sumner County Sheriff.
You were lucky. Hendersonville cops said, no, there ain't no constitution in Hendersonville, boy.
Yeah. Woo! That looked like you could afford a lawyer.
Yes. Yes.
And the cop pulled me over, and he was asking, can I search your car? I'm like, why? And he's like, you know, I think you're transporting drugs through here in the middle of the night. And I'm like, no, I work graveyard. I'm going to see another buddy who works graveyard.
Yeah.
Where were
he's
you
like,
at?
Well, can...
And Sumner County.
On 25.
On 25.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm like, I can see Larry with a trunkload of meth on State Route 25.
On 25.
At 25.
25, because that's like a back road.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it is also the most direct route from Portland to Gallatin. Yeah.
Dude, most roads in Sumner County.
The direct route from Portland to Gallatin is 109.
Yeah.
I'm not, sorry. Not Portland. Springfield to Gallatin.
Okay, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was living on one end and my buddy was living on the other. It was the most direct route.
And most roads in Sumner County are back roads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Granted.
Yeah.
The entire Sumner County, for those of you outside of Tennessee who have never heard of Sumner County, it is a back road of Nashville.
Yeah. The only cool parts of Sumner County might as well be Nashville.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting to the point now where Hendersonville is probably going to be considered part of the metropolitan
area. I hope not. I don't want to pay those taxes, and I'd rather vote for Sumner County people than Davidson County people. But go ahead.
All right. So he sits there and asks, oh, well, can I search your car? I'd prefer if you didn't.
Yeah.
And I went through this. I would never tell him no, never tell him yes, just give him bullshit answers.
Yeah.
And after about an hour, he goes, well, I'm calling the canine to get out here and search. I'm like, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, in the meantime, can I search your car? No. And he sat there and asked me the same series of questions over and over for 3 hours.
Yes.
At what point does it become harassment?
It becomes harassment as soon as you say no, and he says how long it's going to take for the canine to get there, and you say, I can't wait that long, I'm going to leave. And by right, unless he has something to put on you, he can't do anything. Of course, all he's got to do is say, well, I'm going to do this, and then he can... Because by law, they can contain you for, 24, 48 hours without...
Right. Now,
cause.
I'll give him this. You know, he actually seemed to care about my permission. Other cases, the cops just did whatever the hell they wanted.
Yes.
You know,
in New York City, they don't care. There is literally no constitution in New York City. They will tear you up and throw you out and don't care.
Chili honey on that one.
Yeah.
You know, Millersville, they tried to accuse me of being high because I had a sandwich bag in my back seat.
It had a sandwich in it. It literally did
have a sandwich in it.
That's awesome.
They tried to get the paraphernalia.
It's egg salad. It's egg salad, officer.
Just do me one favor. Stay out of White House.
Yes. Don't go to
White House. Man. If the rest of the world's on fire, I'm just committing suicide before driving through White House. Screw that.
Yeah, I got pulled over for doing 5 miles over the limit, and he was just.
No, yeah. When I first moved up here, I lived in White House.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a flawless driving record until I moved to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And
you didn't realize how bad of a driver you were until you moved to Tennessee.
Apparently, man, because I got pulled over 30-plus days in a row.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm curious. I got pulled over for running a light not long ago, a few months ago. And he ended up letting me go. But, you know, they're going like, do you have any illegal firearms? Do you have any illegal drugs in your... Who the hell would say yes, even if you do?
Somebody that was really messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, why do they even bother asking? If they have a suspicion, they would just ask to search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoping that you'd be stupid enough to say yes.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But why are they on earth? Do they even bother asking you that question? Because who in their right mind would say, yeah, man, the trunk is just full
of hookers.
And AK-47s, yes. And unlicensed assault weapons.
Yes.
Really? It's just like, no?
See, you guys talking about this just makes me cry. Dude, I'm brown. I have a beard. I get pulled over on the daily for just fitting to the description.
I believe it.
In fact, the last time I got pulled over, I unfortunately drive up the silver Lexus with some tints in the back.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over for fitting the description.
What did you say in the back?
Tints.
Yeah, some tints. I have tints in the back.
Tinted windows.
Tinted windows.
Okay.
One
of the tints.
The kids call it tints nowadays.
So tints in the back. So I'm driving complete speed limit.
How's your Mexican accent?
Thank you.
There's a reason I talk this good.
Yeah.
So I'm driving. It's a reasonable hour. It had to be 8:30. I'm driving home, and I live in East Nashville down Gallatin Road.
Yeah.
And boop, boop, whoop, whoop, pulls me over. I roll down my window. And he goes, oh.
Oh.
Like, oh, you're brown.
There's a whole other protocol here.
Says, oh. License and registration. I was like,
we got a stolen vehicle.
And I asked him. So I'm like asking him. I'm having... Before he even pulls it over, because I am brown and I get pulled over often, I do not keep my license and registration in the glove box. It's on the side of the way. Because I'm ready. I do it real quick, too. And he's like, well, you were ready for that. I'm like, dude.
It's like in the visor with your favorite CD.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It is. It's always right next to me. Yeah. I'm just like, here you go, man.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was really quick.
Not like the white soccer moms who can never find the registration.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it.
It's in this gun bag over here. Yeah. I don't mind if I do.
And so I'm just like,
who let that kilo there?
I mean, I'm whole 9 yards. I put my hands on the steering wheel. I hand it to him. I'm ready.
Dude, anytime I get pulled over, hands at 10 and 2 and I turn the interior light on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I did a...
Yep.
And he was like, wow, you're prepared. I was like...
And just walk out, stick it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, never get out of the car unless they tell you. Never. Yeah,
never get out of the car unless
they tell you.
That's a whole world.
My lights on, dude. My hands are on the wheel. I hand him my license and registration. And before he... He's just staring at me. I'm like, yes, sir? He's like, you know, I haven't even told you why I pulled you over. I'm like, no, you haven't.
I'm brown, dude. I understand why. Like,
and I did. I told
I'm
him,
a brown kid in a Lexus.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I know why you pulled me over.
Dude, I'm brown. Yeah. I have a beard. I drive a silver Lexus. I get it. And he was like, yeah, your car fit the description. I was like,
so you're unintentionally racist.
Yes.
You bastard.
Yeah, no, I'm like not trying to call him a racist, but I'm just sitting there just waiting for him. And he's like, you know, you don't fit the description. So.
Bye.
I'm just going to hand you this back.
Yeah. But you really look like you've done something wrong.
And he was just like, he was like, if I run your driver's license, am I going to find a record? I'm like, no. Why did you... I was like, dude, do you have any idea how many times I get pulled over in the state every day just for looking the way I do? He's like, oh, wow. That doesn't hurt my heart. And I was like, yeah. And he just handed that to me, and I just drive on my merry way.
I strongly believe, and I think the whole table will agree, that most police officers, most people in that line of work, are upstanding people who have the
absolutely.
Best.
Well, that's
the thing. We're comic book readers. We have a different sense of heroics than pulling over somebody for going 5 over the speed limit.
It's not heroic.
I would easily say 19 out of 20 are great people.
Awesome people.
Make
absolutely.
A difference.
Yes.
But that 1 out of 20 is enough to give them all
it
a bad
ruins
rest.
A bunch. I work at a convenience store. I just started working there a few months ago. Every police officer who comes in is my best friend. I'm working third shift. I want you in the parking lot.
Absolutely.
You know? And they're great. They're awesome about it. Come in, oh, how's your night? Oh, it's a slow night. I'm like, well, that's the way we like it, man, you know? But yeah, the one bad cop will ruin the bunch every time, man.
Okay. FYI, this is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 38.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Lawrence of America.
You all of that.
Lawrence of America.
Jules True.
Gomer.
Mean Green Mother from Outer Space.
Yeah. The Mean Green Mother.
Outer Space.
Feed me, Seymour.
One of the funniest things that ever happened to me. I was working graveyard up in Springfield at a little gas station. A cop came in. And he's like, hey, you got any donuts? I'm like, I'm sorry, we're out until truck comes. You know, yeah. He's talking about the little Debbie donuts.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I was really craving some donuts. And
oh, no.
I'm just trying not to laugh at this point.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he notices me laughing, you know, and he's like, oh, what's so funny?
Well, you know what's funny. Come on, man.
Then he stopped and thought about, cop, donut.
This was years ago. This was years ago now. Oh, go ahead, Larry.
Then he goes, you think that's funny? And he starts squealing like a pig.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I damn near pissed myself.
I would have, man. This has been years ago now, but Hendersonville, for a while, only had one donut place. It was a Shipley's Donut right on Gallatin Road. One-third shift, it got robbed. So, of course, anything like that happens in Hendersonville. Boring Hendersonville on a weekday third shift, there must have been 15 cop cars in front of the donut shop. And, man, I wish I'd have had a camera then. But it was the 90s. We didn't have camera phone stuff. But, man, it was the perfect picture.
Well, see, I learned my lessons about messing with donut places. The one time I got busted shoplifted, it was from a store next to a donut shop inside the mall.
Oh, I will say, when I first moved to Nashville, we almost lived in the West End area, and there's a big Krispy Kreme on 21st.
Yeah. The Krispy Kreme. It was like the first Krispy Kreme in Nashville.
And my father still has this picture, because we just couldn't believe it. I don't know if there was a special that day or something had happened, but every cop car and motorcycle were circled around this Krispy Kreme. There had to have been 30 to 40 cops. In and out, because the hot light had just turned off. We literally watching them stand outside. And I'm talking 50, 60 cops.
Like a convention.
Like
or
a convention. And it could have been. But they're all in the black uniform. And as soon as the hot light turned on, giant line of cops in this Krispy Kreme.
Like a funeral procession out of the Krispy Kreme.
It was the greatest thing. We just moved here from Miami.
Yeah.
So all we could think of, because, you know, Miami, all the cops are like evil Cubans.
Yeah.
So, seriously, they hate
That's
us.
The way I picture them.
Yeah, it is. It's like Boys in the Hood, but we're Cubans. And, seriously. So we see all these big fat cops getting donuts. We're like, oh, hey, where did we just move to?
It's awesome.
Oh, no. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Cops don't eat donuts. They eat churros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mexican version of the donut.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess it's see, this is Tennessee. Churros aren't a thing.
Yeah, no. Or if they are, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They're probably really bad churros.
The little cinnamon lies. Yeah. So they are.
Yeah. Soft Taco Bell cinnamon twists.
Yes.
Ugh. God. Have you ever seen cinnamon twists before they make them?
Yes.
They're noodles.
It's disgusting.
It's just rough.
Yeah, they're noodles. It's gross. Ugh.
So, let's talk about some geek things.
Yeah, let's talk about geek things. Let's stop talking about. We love police officers.
Yes, there are.
Come
awesome
into the Hendersonville Exxon third shift on the weekends. I'll hook you up with a free drink. That's the best I can do.
That's a bold statement.
It's all
what
I can
get. What are you going to do when you get that crispy, clean, like cinnamon?
Yeah, right.
60 dudes asking for that free drink.
As close as I am to an on-ramp to the interstate, I am glad the cops come by. Cause,
yeah.
Oh, it's perfect for me.
You're near the on-ramp. Yeah. This is a dangerous
place. Let me say, no, that is not the perfect store for robbing. I only have $10 in the register at any given moment to all you would-be thieves out there listening to the podcast.
Just so you're warned, Gomer's super thin. You couldn't shoot him for nothing.
Yeah.
You're like trying to shoot a straw.
No, you ever seen that movie with Nicolas Cage where he just like dodges the bullets?
Which one?
That one where you can see the future.
Oh, next.
Yeah. No, I didn't mind that. I thought that movie was all right.
Yeah, but Nick Cage.
Nick
Cage is either hit or miss.
In a Left Behind movie.
Completely hit or completely miss.
Nick Cage is usually miss.
All right, today we have Danny joining us.
Hi, Danny.
And please tell us about either the first time you got pulled over or the last time you got pulled over.
All right, the first time I got pulled over, I had lived here in Tennessee for about 2 months. Now, I am...
That's all the new to Tennessee.
Here.
Now, I am mildly retarded in that I didn't know you only have 30 days to get your license changed from an out-of-state license, not an out-of-space license, an out-of-state license.
Well, if that's what you have, whatever.
I have 45 days for an out-of-space license.
Yeah, I learned that one the hard way.
Well, my car was all bummed up, so I'm like, okay, it's not going to pass MARTA right now. I'm just kind of tooling around in it until I get the money to fix it. I'm coming down the hill.
Whoop, whoop.
My acceleration cable tags up. So I'm flying. I'm going like 75 into 35.
Oh, man.
Cop
oh.
tags me. Pulls me yeah. over in front of my driveway.
Yeah.
I go, here's my license. Well, this is still valid. How long have you lived here? December. Oh, damn.
Yeah. You always lie. Say, I don't know. How long?
I didn't know.
30 days.
Yeah.
29 days, officer.
Well, he goes, do you understand how fast we're going? I was like, yeah, my acceleration cable caught. My bad.
Yeah.
So I showed up in court with, you know, new tags, new registration, new license, and all the mechanics bills.
Yes. And you got off, right?
And yeah, they yeah. gave me nothing. They're like, thanks. Yep. Thanks for playing. Bye.
At least they're fair that way, man. Right. That's a little bit of
fairness.
But
then this most recent time, I got pulled over. I was right around the corner here where Bluebird empties out next to the Rivergate Skate Zone, right?
All
right,
yeah.
It's 2 in the morning. There's nobody on the road. I rolled the stop sign like a jerk.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep, suddenly. Whoop. And blue lights behind me. I pull over to the side of the road. I'm like, man, what's up? He goes, you rolled the stop sign. Dick.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I rolled the stop sign. Sure, I did it. Cop says, look. It's 2 in the morning. There's nobody out here. There was a wreck here earlier today. I'm out here specifically
to stop people for the stop sign. Yep.
So if it hadn't been for that, I probably wouldn't have said much. All right. Well, I got to give you the ticket. Cool. Sign my life away.
Yeah.
Show up in court. Yes, judge. I rolled the stop sign. I'm a jerk. What do I owe you? Cop stands up in court and says, he knows he did it. That's all I wanted. Bye.
Nice. Nice. At least your cop showed up.
Right.
Yeah, man. That's why you always take it to court. 9 times out of 10, they don't show up, and you get it dropped.
Yep. If you're familiar with White House, now, 10 years ago, they were a one-stop light town, literally.
Yes.
All right. When they were putting in their second stoplight, I was working at that Hardee's by where that stoplight was.
Yeah.
They took the stop sign down for a week. All right. And I pull up to there, and I stop and kind of roll, and, you know, do the California rolling stop, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's like 2 in the morning, and I got to run in a stop line, because for an implied stop sign.
I implied to stop, but I didn't.
It was a stop sign that they took down a week ago. That's what that was.
That sucks.
That sucks.
And you know what? The funny thing, ticket, $10.
Yeah.
Court cost $100.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Damn.
Did you get the judge to sit there and berated everybody for an hour? Oh. Before she heard cases?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh gosh.
And,
although I was like, that's my butt chicks were cleaned up because the lady in front of me got thrown the book. They pulled her license, they pulled her title, they impounded her car. I'm like, I'm gonna be dumb. Something stupid's happening here. Yeah. He's like, bye.
Yeah, the traffic ticket for White House.
Traffic court.
Yeah, I had to go to traffic court. Traffic court started at 8 o'clock. The judge got in at 8 o'clock and didn't hear any cases until 9:45.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's terrible.
Then the fines and everything, and I still had to go to traffic school.
I liked traffic. I had a great time. I met some really cool people in traffic.
I was in traffic court in Millersville, and this guy got let off because of this. He got for a speeding ticket, and the judge goes, "Well, why were you speeding?" He goes, "Honestly, I didn't see the cop."
And he got off.
Just started laughing. He's like, "All right, I'll drop the fine. Court goes."
Oh, nice.
There was a. Oh, nice. No,
that's
I don't
hilarious.
Talk about that.
Well, let's talk about geek stuff.
Star Wars stuff is dropped.
Lots of Star Wars stuff.
Set scenes, set pictures. Yep. From a Millennium Falcon and an X-Wing.
Loved it.
Which I'm really happy about.
Me too.
40 pictures emerged from a set that looks like Tatooine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew they were in that area, in the country.
The desert.
But these are actors in costumes. There's a practical creature that some kind of giant pig looking thing.
Yeah. Man bear pig.
Man bear pig. Damn you, man bear pig. And then the biggest thing is we got 2 casting announcements.
Yep. Count them 2.
And they're both
females. Which I'm not sure if they did it because of all the static that got brought up because of the last announcement or if they were actually going to do this. Either way, they are amazing choices.
Yes, they are. Brynneth of Tarth.
Yes.
Is in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That is like somebody going from Games of Thrones or Star Wars to Game of Thrones. Now we got somebody going from Game of Thrones to Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Maester Pycelle is Maximilian Veers.
Yeah.
General Veers.
Yep. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Lupita.
Yeah.
Lupita.
Lupita.
12 years a slave.
There was a real fear after that movie came out that this girl would not get any roles, would not get a job.
Yep.
It's happened to African American actresses in the past. When they get their Oscar, it seems they do movies where they're 911 operators.
Yeah. The Halle Berry.
And it's terrible.
This is still Storm.
She's still Storm.
She's still Storm.
This looks like it's actually going to be a role, because every role in a Star Wars movie is an important role. It ends up being, you know, you can go to a Comic-Con for the rest of your life because you are in a single Star Wars movie. And it looks like, she's going to be awesome.
And there's always a fan base for any minor character.
Yeah.
Boba Fett has probably the biggest fan base of any Star Wars.
And he's got almost no screen time compared to other
lines.
Compared to other characters.
And all the people who've played Boba Fett go to conventions.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Jeremy Bullock, the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the kid.
Love the kid. But Star Wars is definitely, and we're gonna see this until the movie comes out. They're gonna they're gonna be releasing tidbits and little.
I think it's just really early on though. So with the very first casting, because you had the main cast, now you've got all these other people coming in. And you don't bring in people like that to be incidental characters.
Yeah. No. Are the new characters? Have they said who they're gonna play? Are they gonna have starring roles?
The Adam guy, the one everybody thought was going to be a villain, is possibly going to end up being the son of Han and Leia.
Nice.
The story may revolve around him going to the dark side and they trying to get him back.
Like from Expanded Universe.
Yes, Jason Solo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well,
a little bit
of it.
Yeah. Jason Solo. But I mean, that's what happened. Jason Solo goes to the dark side to fulfill his grandfather as...
He becomes
the furthest of the dark side, and his twin becomes the furthest of the light side to bring balance to the Force.
Yes. Yes.
The whole dark cage.
Jason and Jonna Solo become the two sides of the Force.
Do we think we're going to see that story plotline?
I
think we'll see elements.
Yeah, I definitely know we'll see elements.
But that was one of the best where Ben, Luke's son, becomes the neutral part of the Force.
Yes.
Where he leaves the Order but refuses to become anything more than simply a Jedi.
Yeah, well, simply like a force wielder. Force wielder.
He becomes the neutrality between Jason and John and his cousins. That was a great plot.
It was. It really was. Brilliant.
I like the idea that there were two extremes.
Yeah. It's good mostly because of the elements they took from the movie trilogy.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones was when Jana goes to Boba Fett.
Yeah, to train to take out her brother.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he also had one of the better Sith names, Cadus.
Oh.
Darth Cadus was a good Sith name.
Yes.
And we have a light side and a dark side.
In the middle.
And in the middle. Thing. Yes. That was what Ben Skywalker
represented. So are those three different kinds of midichlorian?
No. Come on, man.
Let the midichlorians go.
He always brings up the worst aspect of Star Wars. Anytime we bring up Star Wars, it's either that or Jar Jar. Why? Why you gotta crap on it, dude?
Well, the worst aspect of Star Wars came from Phantom Menace.
This is a legitimate question.
Are they
wiping out the first three?
I think if you understand how midichlorians work, the Sith use them, the Jedi work with the midichlorians, and in the gray, I guess it would be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I guess.
Was there ever really a novel where they covered that?
Where they covered midichlorians? I don't think so.
None of the novels talk about the midichlorians. It's super let that. It's the Force.
And it's only mentioned in the one movie.
Well, you know how...
It's mentioned in two. It's mentioned in The Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the 70s and 80s, they had a Star Wars movies, and then in the 90s, they redid them. In 20 years after the 1 through 3, they'll redo them and we'll never hear of midichlorians. Midichlorians and Jar Jar will be removed from the movie, just like they added, you know,
Jabba the Hutt
and a cooler explosion for the Death Star.
First.
Yeah.
Explosion.
Let's hope so anyway, because I could do without Jar Jar. I could do without midichlorians. It makes no sense.
I could do with Jar Jar and a blender.
I could do without the Trade Federation, because it's just one bad Asian guy.
I understand that it's racist.
It's almost more uncomfortable than Jar Jar. Actually, Jar Jar is really uncomfortable.
Jar Jar is uncomfortable.
But the way they said, "We said no messing with no more Jedi."
It's
so rough. And the worst is when he calls him Massa Jedi.
Massa.
Yeah. Last of Jedi. I was like, nope, done. Please, goodness. No.
You are thinking you no greater than the Gungans?
I'm not even... That's literally the noise I made as a child when I heard him say it. I turned to my dad. Wait, Dad, is this racist? And he was like, I was really hoping you were going to figure that one out, kid. I was really hoping you were going to figure... Yeah, we should get up and go.
So, yeah, I'm definitely glad he sold that stuff to Disney, man.
Oh, man. So. That movie is only good for one thing, and that's the lightsaber fight.
Yeah.
Episode one.
Yes.
Oh, by far the best.
That's the best lightsaber fight.
The pod racer scene.
Oh, it's awesome. Only 45 minutes longer than it's supposed to be.
I love the pod racer scene.
It's an hour and a half. It's half the movie.
It's still a cool scene.
It's not a movie. It's a cool scene. It's not a good movie.
Yeah. It's a series of cool scenes.
I say machete version of Star Wars. Don't even worry about episode one.
Yes.
Meh.
Here's my
opinion. I agree with you, but episode one did have, like you said, the pod racing scene is worth watching.
The pod racing scene is cool, but it is the whole movie.
Yeah, and but the machete version.
It's half the movie.
Obi-Wan is...
Yeah, if you cut it down a little bit.
No, the machete version is you exclude...
No, not Qui-Gon.
All of episode one.
Obi-Wan and Darth Maul is the fight. Qui-Gon and Darth Maul. Qui-Gon, all he has is have a worried look on his face the whole time because he knows he's about to eat it.
Yes.
That's the only thing you take from that.
But that was...
Yeah, establishing Qui-Gon was very well done. But I think it was done without that scene.
Yeah.
Without the lightsaber scene. But Obi-Wan taking it to Darth Maul, even though, by all rights, Darth Maul should have kicked his ass.
And Darth Maul giving it to Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
By all rights, Obi-Wan should have lost that fight. Just like he should have lost the fight against the other one, the metal dude.
Oh, yes.
Grievous.
Shoots him with a blaster.
Obi-Wan lucks out. Even though in his experience, he doesn't believe in it.
In my experience, I don't believe in luck. They must have put those scenes in the original, or in the first trilogy, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, as a
just
joke.
Because he said that.
In all three movies,
he gets lucky.
He lucks out. Outclassed.
He lucks out with Darth Maul being a chump. Darth Maul out with Yoda
Darth
showing
Maul's
up.
Arrogant. Darth Maul's arrogant.
He lucks out with Yoda showing up.
Yes.
Kicked down Count Dooku.
Yeah.
He lucks out with Grievous, and he lucks out with Anakin being an idiot. I've got the higher ground, Anakin.
Yeah. Don't underestimate my power!
Don't underestimate my power!
Like, here's my whole thing. Anakin, you've spent, 10 years with the guy?
I know.
He has explained to you...
I
don't try it if the other guy's got the higher ground.
Yeah, man.
I get that he's not your teacher anymore.
Arrogance again. Yeah.
You will find out why I am the master.
But even against Dooku, like, if Anakin's not there, Obi-Wan eats it because Obi-Wan gets whatever dropped on him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then Anakin loses the arm.
Yeah.
And then Yoda shows up and saves everybody's tail.
Everybody.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Yeah.
And ruins Count Dooku.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Count Dooku goes out like a chump.
Yeah. Yeah. Count Dooku should have gone out like a chump, though.
With the scissor cut? The scissor cut was so lame.
Dooku's a chump, man.
Dooku is a chump.
Dooku's a chump.
And also, can we
he
just
was
say,
a tool. He was like, a tool to the
what was
damn
Darth
Emperor.
Tyrannus? They never call him that in the movie.
No,
they
put it on the side of the Pepsi cans.
Yeah, they put it on the side of the
promotion.
They call
him
the
toy in episode 2, Attack of the Clones, when he meets up with Sidious.
Yes, but it's once. They call him Count Dooku the entire rest of the series.
Yeah. But that wouldn't even... Wasn't he a Jedi at one point? And
He was Qui-Gon.
He was Qui-Gon's master.
But he wasn't even called Dooku then. Was he?
Yeah.
Was he known as Dooku when he was a Jedi?
He was Master Dooku.
Master Dooku. Okay, all right.
They talk about him in the first...
How do you become a Count?
I guess he was a Count on his planet.
Possibly.
I mean, honestly, how does one become
a Count?
Nefaria.
Well, I was going to say, wasn't Alderaan Leia's...
How do you become a queen when you're elected?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
If you're elected, you can call yourself whatever.
Yeah, true.
Whatever they...
Hi,
you can elect somebody to any title.
Yeah, that's true.
How is Princess Leia a princess when...
When Alderaan's a republic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all are applying Earth concepts.
We are implying Earth concepts.
Bingo. Okay.
And it could definitely...
Also, if you're elected and the title is queen...
Well, let me stop you there, because...
The first daughter...
Recently in the news, the King of Spain abdicated the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Spain has been a democracy for years.
Yep.
And they still had a king.
Yeah.
Well, and now they have a new king.
I was going to say, Great Britain's the same way.
Yeah.
The Queen of England's been there forever, but she...
The Emperor of Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Emperor of the Klingons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he doesn't do
anything.
They
bring him back.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, we'll keep him, but...
Yeah, they have... Yeah,
he became the Chancellor.
Yes. And there's still a council.
Yeah.
Kalas is there just as a figurehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, all right. So nobody
now,
like,
in England, the royal family does have slight bit of power.
Yeah. No, not really.
Well,
they're ambassadors.
Yeah. It's like their State Department.
Well, I mean, yeah. And they can also like pardons and stuff
to some extent. Yeah. Well, they can knight people. And I think there's certain rules for knights and dames where you're not allowed to put certain charges on them. Like, they have some sort of free reign. I honestly don't know.
My cousin's wife explained it to me, and she's the subject of the royal crown. She said basically that the parliament serves at the pleasure of the royalty. Mm-hmm. And if Prince Charles becomes King Charles, he could disband the parliament. Mm-hmm. And he could run the parliament.
Really?
That would never happen. But that's how she explained it to me.
Because everybody would say, now we're stopping, cutting ties with the country.
But that's how she explained it.
The parliament was established by the monarchy.
Yes.
Yeah, they serve
on behalf of the people. Yes. They're like, boom, let's do this for the people.
Well, there's still two houses. There's the House of Lords.
And the House of Commons,
Yes, the House of Commons. Yep.
Yeah.
And the House of Lords is still the royal families of England.
Yeah.
A lot of people cry about having a royal family. I think it would be great if we had a royal family. Absolutely. You know, the royal family actually makes the country money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because of tourism and stuff, even though they're giving all these taxpayer dollars, they actually make the country money. Now, the last budget that they had, even with the wedding that they had,
they made money.
They made the country money.
But now there was a lot of issues where they were getting... They literally did a lot of budget cutting. They were spending so much money. But the Queen decided, well, we don't need this stuff.
But at that time, they also did a huge rebranding, trying to make the royal and the royal family and these palaces and these things part of a reason to visit the country.
Yes.
Which is a great
idea. They employ a lot of people.
In America have a royal family.
Okay, I can't wait for this
one.
People like J-Lo and...
She's
Puerto Rican royalty, okay?
Don't even go there. Puerto Rico's still part of America, technically.
But we don't tell anybody
but,
that.
Yeah, Hollywood as part of the royal family.
I'm not to pay taxes.
I'm not.
Hey, I'm Cuban.
Yeah,
I'm only a quarter Puerto Rican.
Yeah, and Puerto Ricans pay full American taxes, but they only get half of the votes.
Oh, what is to it? The, it's Bahama that doesn't
to the college. Bahama yes, doesn't Bahama pay doesn't pay taxes.
Puerto Rico pays taxes, and we have no representation.
Puerto Rico has no representation, but they still get half. They only get half of the votes in the college, in the electoral college.
D.C., they pay full taxes and get no representation.
Yep. Yeah,
well, it's even their license plate taxation without.
Yeah, and they have none. Welcome to America, man. That's so crazy.
Again, Guam.
Guam.
Just Guam. Nobody talks about Guam.
What other Star Wars news?
Rebels
gearing up soon.
When does that premiere?
I don't have it.
It's this summer, though, right?
It's soon. LXD.
Yeah,
Doctor Strange has his director.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's going full. Ant-Man lost its director.
Let's talk about Doc Strange first.
Okay,
Doc Strange is not going to be a full feature movie in the theaters. Yes or no? Or is it going to be a Netflix movie?
No, it's a.
So Doctor Strange has been announced.
Yes,
as part of Phase 3.
Yes.
And we're just now getting the director for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's who? What's his name?
That's what I'm trying to...
Yeah, I can't even remember his name. I know he did Sinister. He did a sequel to some horror movie. I think it's a good choice...
Scott Derrickson.
Yeah, Scott Derrickson. I think it's a good choice for Doctor Strange just because of the character Doctor Strange is. He's kind of a horror movie character.
Yeah.
He fights Dormammu, who is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
His bread and butter is magic, which works well with the horror
and dark
genre. Dark magic.
It's not even like nice magic, I guess.
He's like, nope, I'm here to rend souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird verbiage being used that's...
A lot of dark verbiage.
Harkens back to the Necronomicon and those sorts of devices used in horror movies.
I think it's a good choice.
As long as they don't make him the Strange from, like, Venture Brothers Strange.
No, I don't think they'll do that.
You can't do that.
That's a parody.
It is supposed to be a parody, but a lot of people see that as, well, that's always going to be...
I think you should read Brian K. Vaughan's Doctor Strange the Oath.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Probably the quintessential Doctor Strange book.
Except for Night Nurse. Night Nurse is awesome.
Night Nurse is awesome in
but
that.
But it makes, yeah, now.
In that book, oh, yeah. She's awesome. In other stuff, not so much. Not so much. Yeah.
They don't use her enough. They haven't fully reestablished that character since Brian K.
Since Brian K. Vaughn. He tried. But definitely check that out.
She gets mentioned a ton nowadays.
Yeah, she gets mentioned every now and again.
Every now and then, but you never see her anymore.
No.
By the way, Night Nurse is supposed to be like the superhero, like...
She's the superhero doctor. If you're out... saving New York City from bad guys,
and, you get
hurt, you go visit Night Nurse in her secret headquarters, and she fixes you up.
That's how they're always good by the next issue, folks.
It's probably Night the Nurse. Cheesiest thing Marvel has Gimmick. Besides what's that team they have
Wrecking
that goes
Crew.
Wrecking Crew. Or is that Wrecking Crew?
Damage Control.
Damage Control.
Yeah, Wrecking Crew is
in the Ultimate Universe, they are the Damage Control.
Yeah, Wrecking Crew is Damage Control. Damage Control is a company in Marvel Comics that goes and cleans up after superheroes. Yes. It's so weird,
and
dude.
They have a bulldog.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there's always a bulldog telling everybody what to do.
They're like the Surf Pro.
But he can't talk.
They are like the Surf Pro of the Marvel Universe. Yes. If you have a disaster,
they're FEMA.
Marvel's FEMA.
Superhero insurance in New York has got to be outrageous.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think they all put
you
in
think
a
that
pool.
Actually gets thrown into a stipulation where it's like the city pays for it?
Stark of Fantastic Four and S.H.I.E.L.D. all throw in.
S.H.I.E.L.D. and Worthington Industries.
Rand Industries Danny probably Rand throws Industries. Into that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. All the major, like, money makers of Marvel fund...
Damage Control.
So they're, like, one of the most well-paid employees. Because I remember they make a joke. I want to say it was...
It was Civil War...
It was Hickman's S.H.I.E.L.D., I think.
Oh, really?
Where they talk about Damage Control makes more money than the standard S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
agent.
They might. Last time I saw...
And they're like, I'm going to join Damage Control. They're like, why? They make more money than a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent does.
Last time I saw Damage Control
Because they go in with, like, shovels and duct tape, and the world gets put back together. You wonder why everything falls away so fast, though. I'm just saying.
Like, Galactus is coming anyway. We're just going to half-ass this.
This will be 2 weeks.
Last time I saw Damage Control really profiled was Civil War. Yep. They talked about them a lot, how they were in Stamford.
Yes.
Well, there was... like a whole episode of The Ultimate Spider-Man where they talk completely about Damage Control.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man's sitting there going, who are these guys?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yes, and then he says something stupid to Nick Fury, and Nick Fury makes the whole team orange suit up and work for Damage Control for a whole episode.
It's so
hilarious.
Stupid. So silly.
But...
and they start. They do it first with their powers, and he's like, "Nope, no powers. Back on to work. You don't know what a good hard day's work is."
The few things that was originally created in the Ultimate Universe that made its way over to 616.
Damage Control.
Yeah,
that was their Wrecking Crew.
Oh, okay.
Their Wrecking Crew was Damage Control in the Ultimate Universe.
Very cool.
They were superheroes whose whole job is to clean up after other superheroes.
It's a cool idea.
It's a cheesy comic book idea. But Marvel is like, we should probably put that in the 616.
That's Piledriver and Wrecking Ball and
Crowbar.
The Wrecker.
He's Crowbar. Yeah.
With the magical Asgardian Crowbar. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, who decided this is a good idea?
It's so weird.
There's Odin up there going,
whoever proves himself worthy.
Whoever proves himself worthy of robbing Coke machines can have this magical crowbar.
The thing is, it makes it like immensely huge and stupidly strong.
You tell what Larry used to do with the crowbar? That's exactly what I used to do with crowbars.
It's his power that gives the entire rest of the Wrecking Crew power.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Quarter sticks of dynamite in the change return slot of... payphone quarters to start tumbling out.
The Wrecking Crew was originally there to teach Thor a lesson.
Well, those used to be quarter sticks of dynamite. The real M80s used to be just quarter sticks.
Fishing string, TNT. Blue to dollars.
Yeah.
It happens, man.
Yeah, that was the original intention, was to teach Thor's chump self a lesson.
Yeah.
And
it backfired, just like everything else Odin does, man. Oh, it backfires. Gosh.
Which is why he's just
thou shalt not teach the God of Thunder lessons of morality.
Poor Odin.
I'm here to hammer.
Ever since Straczynski, we've just left him out of everything.
Yes.
And you know, it's just like Professor X. It's probably a good idea to continue to keep
him gone.
Out.
Yeah. Well, especially in Jason Aaron's Thor, when they're going through all the time periods.
I don't think Anthony Hopkins' Odin was so bad. He's probably the best incarnation of Odin that we've had.
Have we had any other film Odins?
Other than the cartoon animated
stuff.
Well, but not even that. Like, if you accept that it's just Odin coming back within the Marvel Universe, that's the only way anybody cares about him right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Thor and Marvel Universe, which I found as hilarious.
Yeah.
So Idris Elba plays Heimdall, in the movies.
Yes.
Was, it turns out, in the animated universe,
yeah,
Chris Bosch is the voice of Heimdall.
Chris Bosch asked. He said, yes, I would love to play a character on here. And they're like, okay, awesome, Chris.
For those who don't know, Chris Bosch is
one of the big three.
Miami Heat,
one of the three.
The big three.
Yeah.
Who is an avid comic book fan, is the biggest Thor fan.
He's an overall nerd.
Yeah.
And he used to get picked on in school before, yes, he joined the basketball team.
Yes. And he actually asked the Marvel Universe to be a... he wanted a cameo in the Thor.
Yeah, but they were like, no.
No.
Yeah.
But you could do the voice of Heimdall.
Yeah.
He was like, all right.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? What a awesome, cool job, man.
That is.
Yeah. Let's talk Ant-Man.
Lost its director.
There was a synergy. There was a synergy around the movie Ant-Man.
Well, here was the thing.
That had to do with the story they were, mm-hmm, they were talking about telling. The actual character of Ant-Man, who's kind of a tongue-in-cheek sort of character, yeah, in a way. And the director, who is just great at directing those kind of movies. And now that's kind of lost.
Well, and the thing is, Marvel had asked him to make this,
right,
in
whatever his
the
name
Marvel
is,
movie universe.
Right, Edgar Wright.
And he said no. He wanted it to be a standalone film.
And he's an idiot. You cannot make a Marvel movie that's not in the Marvel movie universe. Why would you even take that job under the assumption that you're making a standalone movie?
I don't understand that.
It makes no sense to me.
And that's
every
what
other
cost him the job. Ultimately.
It should have.
It did. And you know, Paul Rudd, the whole cast has remained.
Yes.
And that.
Well, they're under contract.
They're under contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know.
That, oh yeah, you can always.
You can always.
Yeah,
Edgar Wright was technically under contract.
Well,
too.
They fired him,
yeah,
though.
They fired him.
And I'm sure they had it in the contract that they were able to do that.
Yeah.
And here's what it probably goes down to. There's things that they won't allow in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, yes.
And that's probably what he wanted to do, was one of those things. He's like, well, to tell this story, I need him to do this.
Yeah, and they're like, that doesn't work because we're planning on doing that here. And yeah,
you can't go around hitting people with a crowbar
for this movie or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Or Grinch, like in his other. Well, that's James Gunn.
I mean, maybe he wanted to stay true to the source material and have him go crazy on
his old lady. I know where you're going. I see the shitty grin forming on his face. But yeah, man, I can totally see why they did it. Creative differences, especially in this context, in a movie where it's not just a movie, it's part of something bigger.
Yes.
You have to be a team player.
Yeah.
I think they said it best on the season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I just got done watching. Nick Fury talks to Coulson. He said, you're going to be part of something bigger. That's their whole overarching focus on these movies, and I think it's the best appeal it has. It's the most appealing part of it. When you're going to see Captain America, you're not just going to see Captain America. You're going to see a continuation, mm-hmm, of every other Marvel movie you've watched up to that point. That's part of the appeal. Ant-Man, even if you're going to make a standalone Captain America movie, that's a better deal than a standalone Ant-Man movie, just because Captain America is so much more popular than Ant-Man.
Like Marvel wanted to throw, and Edgar Wright didn't like this, is what I heard. They wanted to throw like Sharon Carter in the 60s. Flashbacks.
Great idea.
They want to build it up that this was,
especially with the Sharon Carter series.
Yes, with coming in, they want to pull it all together.
Yeah,
they want to make Michael Douglas's Ant-Man pull into that early '60s Marvel they've already established.
Yeah,
'50s, '60s.
Okay,
and then wanted to go forward with Paul Rudd eventually ending up on the third Avengers film.
Awesome. Awesome.
Even if not a big part, but to have those movies continue on together.
Yeah, and he didn't want to do that.
He didn't want to do that.
You have to give the guy a little bit of credit for standing on his own, mm-hmm, artistic, you
He's
know,
been trying
principles.
To do the movie since 2006.
I know. Even before they had the phase two and three, right, even really, you know, ready
to go.
He's
been trying to do it as a standalone film since the beginning. And
yeah.
That was Edgar Wright's problem, is he never wanted to deviate from his original plan as its own movie.
And you just can't do that in the Marvel Universe. You can't.
He wanted to do it at a time they were doing that. And they have since moved on and created this universe.
Yeah.
And he was still trying to do that one movie he tried to do in 2006. And that was his downfall in the end, was he wanted to make the movie that had nothing to do with anything else.
And that's not going to work in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's just not going to happen.
Now when you've got four television shows, they're going to be pulled in the same universe.
Yeah.
Five, actually.
Yeah, and all these different movies that are part of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, dude. And by the time this movie would have come out, from what Joe Quesada said at C2E2, I guess, when they were talking about the Captain America DVD,
yeah,
by the time Captain America is on DVD, Every Marvel property will be available for streaming on Netflix. From Iron Man 1 up to Captain America, including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's huge.
That is huge.
Because we're to the point now where these movies are so old. Iron Man 1 has been so long ago, where we're almost getting a newer generation of viewers, younger people. Like, my youngest son is 8. He wasn't, you know, really there to watch Iron Man, but now that he's older, he can go back and watch those and appreciate Captain America even more. And that's going to continue all the way up to Phase 3. So I think it's really important that Marvel did fire him.
Yeah.
Because we need to make these movies part of one congealed deck of cards. And this is just, you know, one piece of the flush.
I'm with you. As an Ant-Man fan...
As an Edgar Wright fan, it's upsetting.
As an Edgar Wright fan, it sucks. As I'm a big Edgar Wright fan. Yeah. I thought he was the man for the job.
Me too. And there was a synergy... Like, there.
And that was the thing, is they wanted to bill it as, like, Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man are going to be those kind of movies where you can get action and funny.
Yes.
And that's what they wanted to bill Ant-Man as, yeah, with Edgar Wright, is an action funny movie that's still a part of the movie universe.
He's perfect at doing those.
But he didn't want to be a part of that big universe. He felt... And it is, if you think about it, it's a scary job, the idea that you have to make it fit. You have to make your vision fit in this bigger picture.
He's not a comic book writer. That's why Joss Whedon had the experience. He had the chops. He's like, no, these are the characters that you have to deal with because this is how they've been identified.
And you have to watch those other movies, and you have to make it make sense.
Yes.
Why didn't he just ask somebody to come on like a consultant like Joss Whedon?
Well, perhaps Disney said, no, we'd like you to do that, and then he just said no. I think what it comes down to is Edgar Wright had a vision. Disney said no.
Joss Whedon tied up for the next...
Forever.
For the life of
forever. Let's hope we get that Firefly, you know, redo.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Disney needs to just buy the rights for him.
It's been too
long
since Firefly's been done. We just need to totally redo it.
Yeah, it really...
Script
for... Firefly, the next generation.
Line for line, scene for scene, first season.
Yeah,
new actors.
It would be...
I would watch it.
I would watch an animated Firefly.
You could do it, animate it with the original cast and continue, but you couldn't continue and it be live.
No.
Because,
they've changed too much.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think if they redid the first season as an animated series and then continued on past that, animated, I think it would do well.
Oh, I could guarantee it would do well, because there's so many fanboys out there, even if it sucked, they're going to tune in every week.
You know, plus there's not a lot of established established straight up and down adult animated shows right now.
They're getting better at
but there's not a lot.
I think there's a complete lack of good action cartoons.
I agree.
Batman ended, Green Lantern ended. Those two were great.
Young Justice
was before those two, and they're done. There's a real lack of good action.
You brought up something interesting about all the Marvel stuff
being
on Netflix.
Yes.
With the four new series hitting Netflix this year.
So they've got Disney's dumping all this content into Netflix.
Yes.
They're going to buy Netflix.
Disney, ABC, well, they're obviously already in bed with Netflix.
Big time.
All right, but you know who isn't in bed with Netflix?
Whom?
Hulu.
Okay.
You know who's in bed with Hulu? Comcast.
Yes.
You know who gives the most throttling to Netflix as far as their output?
Comcast.
The download speeds you get from Netflix, or the bandwidth speeds you get from Netflix from Comcast, is about 10% of what you get from every other provider.
That's absolutely right. Net neutrality is a terrible, terrible, terrible issue that people really need to be up on. Because Comcast is...
Oliver put out a great piece.
Yes.
That everybody should watch a little clip called "Let's Stop Calling It Net Neutrality, Let's Call It Preventing Cable Company Fuckery."
Yes.
It is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's last week tonight with John Oliver from HBO. Yeah.
Let me tell you my theory of what is going on with net neutrality. Let's go back to the telephone.
Okay.
Back before Bell South, and there was Bell Nortel, there were like four or five different providers.
Because of the monopoly.
No, I'm talking... before AT&T brought them all together.
Right, well, they're all together originally.
They put them together again. Mm-hmm. When they did that split up, technology still wasn't where it was at. We didn't have VoIP, we didn't have, you know, touch tone was a new thing, right? So then they put them all together under AT&T. And then they told AT&T, no, you have to split them up. The government did this. And then pounded down the regulation. Well, I think what is happening to the internet, the government is letting these companies get monopolies on the internet, and then they're going to force them to split up. So then the government will then, again, through regulation, be in charge of DARPANET the way they were at the beginning. The way they were with the telegraph, the way they were with the phone. That's, I honestly believe that's what's happening. The government wants control of that.
Yeah. But the guy in charge of the FCC has stock in Comcast.
Yes. Exactly right. That leads me to believe that that's exactly what's happening. Comcast shareholders are riding this wave until the government regulation comes in. Allowing the Time Warner merger? That's ridiculous.
It's not that the government's going to break them up anymore. The government is out of it.
The government was out of AT&T, too, until they broke them up.
That was pre-Bill Gates.
But okay, go ahead.
All right, so they broke them up and allowed local phone competition.
Which allowed them to regulate.
It
lowered prices, but not regulatory fees. Regulatory fees went up. Same thing with the internet. That's what's going to happen to the internet.
Increased competition.
Yes.
Is there competition, though, for phones? What local telephone number in your house can you go? What company can you go to get a phone number?
There is, but nobody has a landline anymore. The technology went out.
There's plenty of competition for cell phones.
Oh, no, there's plenty of competition for cell phones.
But that's all anyone has anymore.
But I'm saying,
though, it used to not be allowed. You said you could only have one cell phone provider in the area.
Yeah.
But that was before people had cell phones.
Yes.
When they opened up Monopoly, people could get competition in landlines, they could get competition in cell phones.
Not competition in landlines.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Yes, you can get competition. There is competition in landlines.
Yeah, there's Vonage, there's AT&T.
Yeah, Vonage, AT&T.
That's VoIP, though. That's still internet. I'm talking about a dedicated telephone.
It's just landlines.
It works over, but it uses VoIP technology to do it. It uses voice over IP.
But
to get a landline telephone into your house, there is one company you can go to. And with wireless, the way it's moving up, that's exactly how it's going to be. If you want a line to...
Most of the companies are out of business now.
Yes.
I will grant you that.
Yes.
But there are companies for if you have pre-established lines, you can go through other people than AT&T.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can in Nashville, but okay, that's beside the point, really.
You can.
Okay,
I see ads for them every time I drive by some stupid like paycheck advance.
All right, it's really
all
together
good providers.
It's
not
right, right.
No. Yeah, it's really all together.
Think AT&T.
It's really all together beside the point because there are no traditional landlines anymore. Everything's VoIP.
Yeah,
right. So we're at the same thing where at this point, before the government realized that companies could say no and it do more harm to them than the government could do harm to the company.
Okay.
So the one power that the government had over these international conglomerates is their ability to break them up. They don't have that anymore.
Well, they can still regulate them, though, and put fees on
them. They don't
have
that anymore.
Well, they could, though. They could always reinstitute
that. What happens if Tennessee... Let's say, perfect example.
Okay.
We decide that we want to make a law that where anybody works at an auto plant makes $30 an hour. They're tied to Detroit wages. You know what happens? All the Saturn plants in Tennessee, they move to Kentucky.
But you can't move internet out of this. I'm still going to want internet. That doesn't stop me from getting a car. The plant moving out of state doesn't stop me from buying the car. But if Comcast moves out of Tennessee, I can't get internet. I'm still going to get internet.
If that business moves...
Okay.
All right. Sure, we can still charge them extra taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
But the real money is the kickbacks from the business. Mm-hmm. So thus, that company has more control over the individual politicians because they need that funding.
Well, yeah. For instance, did you hear about what was going on in Arizona and Google?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Google said, if you pass that bill,
we're out. Yeah.
We're out.
Yeah.
Did that bill pass?
But who cares? You're talking about putting in the Google high band internet or whatever. Yes. Who cares? It's in high demand. Google can dictate.
Yes.
But if Comcast says, no, if you're going to tax us, we're going to move out of Tennessee, who gives a shit? I'll go to AT&T. I'm still going to be able to get the service I want. You really don't
it's
want
not
AT&T
the service.
Huh?
You don't want AT&T.
And I have AT&T.
I had AT&T.
I have AT&T. It works fine. I have four kids streaming, four devices streaming
now, first of
at
all,
the same
AT&T
time, and my kids on his computer playing video games.
Doesn't want Tennessee.
No.
They only want what they're starting the top 1%.
Okay.
Then the top 2%. Then the top 3% and working their way down.
Well, it doesn't matter if they want it or not. If
they
can get it, they
actually,
will.
No.
For internet service,
they will not provide service to the bottom 30 to 40%.
Oh, you
it's
mean
not profitable?
You mean people who aren't in range of their current set? They're not going to.
No. Where the average income bracket does not meet the national median or higher, they're not going to provide service.
I have AT&T service.
I you live in Hendersonville.
I'm not sure what you mean, though.
Okay.
They will not go to Madison. They will not go to Englewood.
You can get
they
AT&T.
Will not go to
you
Google
can get
service.
AT&T.
There's an AT&T box on this light post.
Yeah,
right
you can get AT&T
That's where
here.
Service.
I think this store used to have AT&T.
That didn't end well, though.
But go ahead. I'm just not sure what you're saying.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's
we had AT&T, but not their internet service as far as U-verse.
Okay.
U-verse, Their cable killer is not going to be provided to lower income. The satellite service that we had at this store was horrible.
Yeah.
Ultra horrible. Yes.
Okay.
The customer service was horrible. It was literally, we had better service.
The customer service at Comcast and AT&T is terrible.
Right.
The second and third worst.
But the service they provide as far as their satellite service is not the same quality as their cable killer fiber
U-verse.
Optics.
Okay, all right.
Their U-verse, they don't want to provide it because going through and providing the fiber optic lines in the lower income neighborhoods is just not profitable.
So that's what you're saying. The lines. They're not going to move their lines in. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because what they're saying, that's like, I'm not going to open up a Porsche dealership in the ghetto. It's the same thing.
It's a legitimate statement.
It's the same thing.
But here's what I'm going to say. I at one point lived in the ghetto. I could get Comcast. I could get high-speed Comcast.
Because you
could
get cable
there,
and that's the same line. They were a cable company first.
Yes.
So they
but
were.
I can't get.
So everybody was able to buy cable, even if you made nothing an hour, you still wanted to buy cable, and they knew that. You know, Comcast knew that, so they would still run their cable lines into everywhere, and it was a whole lot easier to run coax than it was fiber.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot cheaper.
It's a whole lot cheaper.
All right. Well, it was.
No, it's different now.
Yeah.
But Comcast is already there. They're already established.
They're already established. You can get Comcast anywhere. You can
anywhere.
Get high-speed Comcast
but that's
in any neighborhood.
There's been plenty of places where cities have offered to kick out Comcast.
Yes.
Yes.
But AT&T has refused to be willing to provide service to everyone.
It's collusion. That's collusion. Those companies have a meeting that no one else knows about where executives talk about what they're going to do for the rest of the year to make sure both companies stay viable and make money. And most of that is paying off politicians.
And then there's satellite TV, and no one cares about satellite TV.
They got, like five channels now?
Satellite TV is great if that's all you want to do is watch
satellite
TV.
Satellite TV has got
but
two
AT&T
more channels than
and
Hank McCoy in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. But AT&T and Comcast are more. They provide a lot more bandwidth than just watching TV.
Well, it's not even about TV anyway.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah,
I don't have cable.
It's all about the bandwidth, the broadband.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants. They want you constantly connected. They want you constantly
internet.
On your Facebook, your Twitter. They want you
plugged
in.
Now.
Yes,
yeah.
They really do. And they want you to charge for it.
This podcast got dark.
They want you addicted to the plugged-in nature, and they want you paying
for
it.
You are now part of the Matrix. How do you feel?
Well, I am paying for it. I don't mind being part of the Matrix as long as we know that
we're
in the Matrix.
The
thing about the Matrix, the people in the Matrix didn't know they were in the Matrix.
They didn't know.
People who are part of Comcast, exactly, people who are part of Comcast or part of AT&T, they know that they're part of that monster. And the only way they don't know it's a monster is if they're ignorant and refuse to do the work.
Well,
use
the
information line coming in from AT&T to know how evil AT&T truly is.
There's a second card?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them all around.
There's quite a few.
Oh,
Who's
been doing that?
That's been Jonathan's doing.
Yeah, I can picture that.
Oh, yeah.
But go ahead, Larry. Right
go ahead.
There are people out there who would love to provide the world with free internet.
I want to be.
Google is one of them.
I want.
You know why Google wants to provide the world with internet? Because Google doesn't care. If you're on the internet, Google makes money.
Exactly.
That's the future.
That's fine.
You know, Nashville's on the short list for getting the Google Fiber. Yep, and if we do, I'm getting it. Like, day one. It will be mine, dude.
Be on the line.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it will be mine. Oh, man.
I actually had some buddies from here that moved to...
Missouri or wherever it was.
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Yep.
Now...
Only reason to go to Kansas City right about now.
And the Chiefs. The Chiefs are blowing up, man.
The Chiefs, they were awesome last season. Yeah. They got a good
coach. Finally got a good coach.
Yeah. Yeah, good music is starting to come out of Kansas City. So,
it's not even in Kansas.
No, it's not. There's Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. And it's a split city.
Yes.
Because you always ask. I used to live there.
Yeah.
Missouri or Kansas? Missouri. The one that matters.
Yeah,
the one that matters.
The one where everything is in.
Memphis is
in Missouri.
Memphis is the same way. They just call it West Memphis.
No, West Memphis is where all those kids got wrongfully accused. We're not
going
to talk
about
that.
We're not talking about the West Memphis 3.
Let's not go
there. We're not talking about the West Memphis 3. We're staying out of that conversation.
Yeah.
Kingsport.
We want to get
Texarkana.
Yeah, Texarkana.
The city's so nice they named it twice.
Yeah.
Speaking of yeehaw,
I saw y'all on a street sign today.
I saw it too.
Driving there is
buckle
like,
up, y'all. It's the law.
Yeah, buckle up, y'all. It's the law. I was like,
I can't take the government seriously.
That's gotta be for fanfare.
I don't
want the tourists in town.
Yeah,
this week,
it's out on Veterans. I saw them both on Veterans.
I saw it on Briley Parkway.
Yeah, you know.
Well, Briley, I could see. Veterans, Vietnam vets, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, why would they put it there for the fanfare?
I don't know.
Or CMA Fest or
maybe,
whatever.
Maybe it's one terminal.
Is it fanfare time again?
It's fanfare time again. Starts up Thursday. They got all the roads.
They're already doing pre-shows. They've been doing pre-shows. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Carrie Underwood's fan club show was almost a riot outside.
See, you know,
I've already been picked up for extra security shifts next week.
Nice.
Because
of fanfare. CMA Fest.
I'll always call it
fanfare to the day I die.
Yeah.
That's the first time.
If you're a local, you know.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, that's the first time I came to Tennessee. My mom wanted to go to fanfare. I didn't go. I had to hang out with my cousin.
Fair?
Yeah, it actually had a fair.
Yeah, it used to have a fair right...
On Broadway.
It's one of those things that
and then they moved
all
it to,
the locals are like, oh, man, this is just a big hassle.
Yeah.
And this has got to be what they feel like on New Year's Eve in New York.
In New York, yeah.
And you're like, oh, man.
At least they don't have to deal with it one day.
Stay out of Nashville.
It's so different for locals because any night of the week, a Tuesday night, you can go on Broadway and hear live country music. It's just different
it's
for
night.
Locals, man. Any night we want to, we could go
there.
You
go to Bailey's one night a week and get live music.
Yeah.
Dougie's
well,
twice
also,
a week.
Also why the big venues fail around here
yes.
is because we can go to a club, pay $5.
Or nothing. Or pay nothing. Yeah. Walk into
and
a
then,
bar.
Then Jack Black's going to jump in and shred some guitar. And I'm like,
Awesome.
Secret Show by Metallica recording their new album.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. The Basement.
Yeah.
I was at that show.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, I got a lot of trouble because I was
people who don't live in a music city
show.
Don't know about a music city.
Yeah.
Right up and down.
Yep.
You can go to a corner and find six guys.
Hanging out, living it up. Yeah.
Down the street.
Yeah.
Same old thing.
If you're like junior high school, guys. Anyway, let's talk about the...
I didn't know she was 16, Zordon. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh.
Hey, I told you to find teens with attitude, not that attitude.
Let's talk about the big movie project going on the website, on OutrageEcree.com.
All right, well.
How much time we
got? Quick, because we have negative time.
Okay. We got...
last notes, guys.
Last notes. Go ahead.
Okay.
And then I'll talk my last notes, and we'll talk more about it next week.
I've moved to a new position and a new job, and I just want to thank Gomer for being the most supportive person while I took a month break from the website. I'm now back writing.
He is.
He was there for me the whole time.
Thanks.
And I want to
thank you, man.
What's the new job?
I'm now a leasing consultant at Dallas on Ellison, a brand new building going up on 20th.
Making big dollar bills, y'all. Commission.
About a dollar.
Yeah,
dollar,
right.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar
so
bill.
No more with the Laser Quest.
No, I'm still. Oh, yeah. I'm still with Laser Quest for now. I left the Cumberland.
Okay.
Make buku bucks at Dallas on Elliston.
Boom! Come get a place.
Dallas
come get a place.
On Elliston.
Yes,
come get
it's
a place.
Named after
the show Dallas.
No, Stephanie Ann Dallas, the famous Nashvillian suffragette, who is the head of the women's suffragette, who used to live on that street. It used to be a big manor. We named the building after her.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
The plot of land we have is her old plot of land.
Very cool,
who
man.
Who was the head of the women's suffragette. Yes. Who picketed in front of the Hermitage Hotel.
No, we all had Tennessee history in school.
Half of us didn't grow up in Tennessee.
I still had Tennessee history.
But
I was here by the time I had to take it.
We named the building after her.
Very cool.
And that, that is her whole plot of land.
That is definitely cool. I don't think that fact is going to help you sell to the people that can afford those.
You
walls,
never know.
But
never
maybe.
Know. You never know.
They might get a few. Yeah. You know, who knows?
Well, we're running your Vanderbilt, so we're trying to get all the history kids. Trying to get all this history.
It's not the kids that are paying for
no, it's mom and dad. And mom and dad like stories like that.
And if mom and dad are paying for a history degree, you know they got money. There ain't no way to make money off the history degree.
Cha-cha.
Unless you're teaching or writing.
Yeah. Nobody wants
to. My final thought, please go to OutrightGeekery.com in the month of June. One of
a lot
our writers
of going on. Yeah, big moves.
One of our writers, JP, is doing an event for his 37th birthday. He asked the internet and all bunch of social media for movies that they thought he should watch. He got over 300 different titles. Mm-hmm. He narrowed that down, eliminating movies he's already seen or movies that were in theaters. And came up with a list of 37 movies that he's going to watch in the month of June. He's going to be reviewing all those movies and talking about the experience. The 37 movies project. He's already done the first one. It was Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death. Not the best start, but a pretty cool movie. A pretty cool movie, actually. Bill Maher was in it, which is weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, I tweeted actually to Bill Maher and said, hey, how are you even in this movie, dude? What is going on?
It's like the Harrison Ford reaction to like the Star Wars holiday special. It never happened.
Yeah, it never happened. Yeah. But definitely check that out. He's got a ton of good movies on there. Jugface is on the list. Clerks is on the list.
Exit Through the Gift Shop. Troll Hunter.
Yes.
Sounds like he's got a lot of bad movies on the list.
He's got a lot of bad movies, but there's
I love a good bad movie.
Yeah. I think he picked some of the best bad movies, though. Yes. They're bad for a really
bad
reason.
Bad so good that they become good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when you're turning 37, that sounds about what life has become.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gotten so bad, it's good.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Our standards aren't high here.
But I'm stoked for Clerks, man. For
George Romero's Knight Rider. Great movie.
Horrible.
Yeah, also, on a podcast, we talked about the movie Guyver.
Yes.
I confused that with the movie The Wraith.
Oh, really?
Guyver I confused that with the movie The Wraith.
Guyver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That was
an awesome movie. Awesome
Mark Hamill looking more like Yoda.
Yeah.
Yoda. Wild Yoda.
Dave, what's your final thoughts, dude?
A lot of fun stuff happening here at Comic City 2. We got a Star Trek Tech Wing OP event, the Tholian Web.
Whoop, whoop.
Bring your minds. Minds, minds, minds.
Mine? You want to cheat? Cheat.
Cloak mines, cloak mines, cloak mines. And I found a way to get 5 on a ship.
Nice. How many points is your fleet?
Right now, if I do the 5 cloak mines on one ship, it'll have to be 1 ship. But I've got 2 ships right now.
Anyone else thinking about seagulls from
the game board shrinks.
All right.
Game board shrinks, so by the end of by a certain point, you're in the middle of the map.
Yeah.
So
that's
mines.
Really all you need.
Mines.
Yeah.
Mine.
And right now, it's not Borg.
Do your mines move?
No.
Okay.
But they have
keep
a range.
Keep an eye on Outright Geekery for an article by David Henson on how to play Star Trek Attack Wing like a prick.
I have to admit, I was the one to
make
out how to
alienate people 101.
I figured out how to get 4 mines on a ship, and now I figured out how to get 5
mines. Mines are one of the most evil things you can do.
That's pretty awesome.
They really are.
And now I figured out how to get 5.
Dude, remember that Cardassian mine, that missile that, what's her name, B'Elanna took over? The Dreadnought. They have those?
Not yet.
But they do have. But we'll upgrade on how to play Star Trek Attack Wing like a dick.
She is spoiling the blind boosters for the
collective
OP.
I've already posted them on our
group.
That Federation ship, the four Maki killer.
Yes.
Daniel,
Do they have
why are you calling me Daniel?
The end of the
sorry, Danny.
What was that?
Danny!
Ron mines? Do they have the self-replicating cloaked mines that Ron made at the end of
they were CMA Fest.
They were part of a
look for the smaller bands, they always play a lot harder.
Yeah.
They try harder and they're trying to make their sound bigger. I'm going to be working private security for a company named Mustang Sally.
Nice.
If you see if you see pictures of me, I'm the big fat guy in front of six beautiful women and one scangly ass guitar player. come down to Comic City 2 and see me here as well, because I work here some of the time.
Whoop, whoop.
And now
come see all of us.
Come see all of us and yell at us. All right,
well, thank you for joining us for another fabulous episode of Beaks of the Square Table. As always, I'm Lawrence of America. And check out the Net Neutrality. Tonight with John Oliver. Funny, funny stuff, and he brings up a lot of valid points.
Nice.
Talk to your congressman. The FCC is asking for your feedback right now. Go let them have it.
This could affect podcast. This could impact everything you're doing right now for your fun.
It's one of this is the one of the rare opportunities that we still have a chance to do something about it.
Yes.
Before it's too late.
Almost as though we're living in a democracy.
You know, America is not a democracy. I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
as he's wearing a Captain America shirt.
Unfortunately,
America.
And are we still recording?
Yes.
Good night, Elaine.
Dang! And I've been so trying to be nice to you here lately.
Dude, you should so do an Attack Wing primer, man, for new players.
I should.
That would be awesome, because that would get traction on a lot of the pages Larry posts to.
Well, Larry can help me out with that.
Awesome.
There's the man you want to talk to about the